Welcome to my weekly racing podcast, recorded early on Monday morning the 24th of December. Apologies for the state of my voice, I seem to have developed a sore throat. Now from Boxing Day to next Saturday, weather permitting, there are four consecutive days racing in Yorkshire, along with the big races at Kempton Park, including the King George VI Chase, as well as the Christmas Hurdle on Boxing Day, and the Welsh National at Chepstow on Thursday. Add to the mix, racing at Sedgefield on Boxing Day, and it's a very important part of the jumping season, both locally and nationally. Let's look first of all at Weatherby's two-day Welcome to Yorkshire Christmas meeting on Boxing Day, Wednesday and Thursday. The action on Boxing Day is subject to an 11 o'clock inspection this morning, although I suspect there'll be an inspection on the morning of racing. Racing begins at 12:35 and the main race is the Betfair Roland Merrick Handicap Chase, a Grade 3 contest for stayers over 3 miles and 1 furlong at 1:45, offering prize money of £40,000. Cape Tribulation, trained at Malton by Malcolm Jefferson, finished last season in style, winning at both the Cheltenham and Grand National Festivals. He's yet to reach top form this season and he could be vulnerable to Bally Oliver, second last Tuesday at Catterick for trainer Venetia Williams. Helpston was second in this race last year and he's back again. The Castleford Handicap Chase over 2 miles is the feature race at Weatherby on Thursday when racing is set to start at 12:40. Last year's winner, Charingworth, could be in the lineup again for the Castleford Chase at 2:20, while recent Weatherby winner Prosecco could also face the starter. Now there are reindeers at Weatherby for youngsters to enjoy, along with a falconry and lurcher display. And former course specialist Mr. McGoldrick will be on display on Boxing Day, and don't forget that accompanied children under 16 years of age are admitted free of charge at all of the Yorkshire tracks. It's the turn of Catterick on Friday, set to begin at 12:50, although there'll be an earlier start if a race divides. On Saturday, the action comes from Doncaster, with a start time of 12:05. Stayers take part in the two main races on Town Moor, a handicap hurdle and a handicap chase, both sponsored by Blue Square Bet. On a national basis, the King George VI Chase at Kempton Park is the iconic race on Boxing Day. The winner of 2 years ago, Long Run, will be a warm order as part of his preparations to regain the Cheltenham Gold Cup. My selection is the Giant Bolster, ridden by the champion jockey Tony McCoy. The Giant Bolster's stable companion Wick Hill won at Ascot on Saturday, so the stable of trainer David Bridgewater is in good form. Countrywide Flame, the stable star of Malton trainer John Quinn, can land the Christmas hurdle at Kempton Park on Boxing Day. Successful in the JCB Triumph Hurdle last season and the Fighting Fifth Hurdle at Newcastle earlier this month, Countrywide Flame can enhance his champion hurdle prospects by winning on Boxing Day. It's the Welsh National at Chepstow on Thursday. T for Three and Mikel Le Bon are fancied to do well in this marathon race. Next Monday morning, New Year's Eve, I'll be looking at Catterick's New Year's Day meeting. And race goes at all of the Yorkshire race courses this week. We'll be able to see the highlights from the away meetings on the giant screens. So have a Merry Christmas and enjoy your racing.